I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In 2014, ISIS pushed its way into the Nineveh Plains, giving Christians an ultimatum: leave, be killed, or convert. But today, some of those Christians are returning home to liberated towns. Kristen Wright of Open Doors USA says they're on the ground helping wherever they can.
Open Doors is taking a very holistic approach to the situation for rebuilding. It isn't just about homes and putting a roof over people's heads. It's definitely more holistic than that. We are looking at providing trauma counseling, providing practical food support, economic development support, as well as just simply cash to help people restart their lives.
These believers want to be a light in the region. Right now, your gift towards rebuilding will be doubled. Get the details at missionnews.org. And the International Day for the Unreached Movement gives believers a chance to work together to spread the gospel. Take Mark Kordick, project coordinator for the movement, whose passion for missions started way back when he was still in college.
I knew, there were dozens of countries where there were almost 0% Christians. And here it is, 2,000 years later, what have we done as the body of Christ to reach them?
Despite extensive translation work, Kordick was always looking to do more. And the International Day for the Unreached on Pentecost Sunday scratched that itch.
I want church leaders, like I was 11 years as a missions leader, and those that were Christians, leaders in business, to use their businesses to reach their unreached.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering a free book called The Dime That Lasted Forever by Rochonga Padidi. Get your copy when you sign up at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.